Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In Australia, which is part of the Commonwealth of Nations, many are mourning the passing of Queen Elizabeth II. But others see her death as an opportunity to reconsider the role of the monarchy in their nation. The Republican movement has gained support in recent years, with many Australians saying it's long past time to remove the British monarch as head of state. Tony Jones is a veteran journalist who spent years working as an anchor and correspondent for the Australian Broadcasting Corporation. We reached him in Sydney earlier today and asked him if there had been an outpouring of emotion in Australia following the death of the Queen. And a warning, some of the language in our conversation might not be suitable for everyone.
I suppose you could put it like that. We're locked into the same kind of 10-day mourning period as Great Britain, so there's wall-to-wall coverage of everything you already knew about the Queen and her son Charles, her aging son Charles, if you happen to watch The Crown or paid attention to the tabloid newspapers over the past few decades. The Australian Parliament was suspended in deference. The Queen's representative in Australia, the Governor General, made a proclamation outside that Parliament declaring that King Charles III is now the King of Australia, and that makes him our head of state.
Right.
So that's how we roll in this multinational, multi-ethnic democracy, this land down under. We're still subjects of the king.
And let me ask you how the king is viewed. How do Australians feel about him, and what kind of connection does he have to the country?
Well, there's quite a long connection with him. Of course, the Queen visited Australia the year after she became Queen, and virtually everyone in the country came out waving British flags and trying to get a glimpse of her, and many people did. And Charles, of course, came out in later years. And in fact, he was sent out here to complete his education at age 17. He spent 6 months in a kind of a bush campus in the state of Victoria, a place called Timbertop, out in the mountains, a very remote place, but it was part of an elite private school, their offshore campus, as it were. And they did arduous hikes of 50 miles or more. They did horse riding. And Charles actually described this as the most enjoyable part of his education. And he had a real affinity for Australians. He lived during this period in a wooden hut with, rudimentary wooden hut with a fireplace. And an Australian kid, age 18, I think he was, who'd come from the bush himself, so a rural kid, and they became kind of good friends. And all the kids, in fact, at that school used to refer to Charles as that pommy bastard, which I have to tell the Americans listening here is a term of endearment.
Yeah, so just to explain that, so pommy is a sort of derogatory term for an Englishman, right?
Not so derogatory. It's a kind of slangy term for an Englishman.
I see.
And bastard, well, of course, you know where that comes from. But in Australia, oddly enough, that's, as I said, a kind of term of endearment rather than something awful. And Charles laughs about it and tells stories about it, even in recent times.
Well, I want to ask you about the Republican movement in Australia, because I understand the current Labor government has suggested a while back that it would hold a referendum on the issue of whether to move away from a king or a queen as head of state. And your current Prime Minister, Anthony Albanese, is a longtime supporter of Australia becoming a republic. Where does that movement stand right now with the current Labor government?
Yes, well, it doesn't stand anywhere at the moment. Look, we hear that some Caribbean nations are now going to move to become republics. Here's the thing about Australia becoming a republic. To change the constitution, which you have to do for that to happen, you have to have a national vote called a referendum. And since Australia became a federation in 1901, there have been 44 referenda, and only 8 of them have been successful. So it's a very hard thing to do, and it needs a kind of national consensus. And it's not the kind of national consensus you're going to get from a nation where an awful lot of people are either in mourning or thinking fondly about the Queen and her version of the monarchy. So a lot of people are going to wait around and see how King Charles plays this game. And we have had one referendum back in 1999 to become a republic, which failed miserably. And the man who carried that campaign, who led that campaign, was a famous lawyer called Malcolm Turnbull, who 15 years later became Prime Minister. And when he was asked at that time if he intended to have another referendum on turning Australia into a republic, he famously said, well, that will never be successful while Queen Elizabeth is alive.
Well, you mentioned that referendum in 1999 that failed. Do we know where Australians stand today on this issue?
Well, the interesting thing about that one failing is at the time, 86% of people were said to favour moving to a republic. They just didn't want one of the design and model that Malcolm Turnbull came up with. They wanted to be able to vote for their own head of state, like in America, have a kind of president in Australia. And there's been big debates over the model of what kind of republic you'd have. And that's been one of the big sticking points about moving to a republic.
Tony, I want to ask you a question directly, and maybe you have to take off your reporter hat and just talk to me as a real Australian. How do you feel about this? Is it time for Australia to become a republic?
And it's time for us to cut the apron strings. It was time for us to cut the apron strings back in 1999. And as I said, a lot of Australians believe that to be the case. In fact, the vast majority did. They just fell into squabbling over the model that was exploited by the then Prime Minister, a conservative, a monarchist called John Howard. He wanted the place to remain with the Queen as head of state. And there are still people like that in politics now. So you can actually, you know, in a way, spoil referenda by having one side of politics campaign heavily against it. Because, as I said, they're very difficult things to pass, the reforms to the Constitution in Australia.
All right. Well, that was Tony Jones, a journalist, documentary filmmaker. He's a veteran correspondent with the Australian Broadcasting Corporation in Sydney. Tony, thank you so much. It's been great talking to you.
It's a great pleasure.